that shakes the barley will not shake me. The wind that shakes the barley will not shake me. The wind that shakes the barley won't shake me. As my grandma told me, this I sow, though that I see. The fire that takes a kindling will not take me. The fire that takes a kindling will not take me. The fire that takes the kindling won't take me. As my grandma told me, this I sow, though that I see. The rain that floods the valleys will not drown me. The rain that floods the valleys will not drown me. The rain that floods the valleys won't drown me. As my grandma told me, this I sow, though that I see. And the hawk that stoops the sparrow will not strike me. The hawk that stoops the sparrow will not strike me. The hawk that stoops the sparrow, whoa, whoa, strike me. As my grandma told me, this I sow, though that I see. And the dark before the dawn breaks will not bind me. The dark before the dawn breaks will not bind me. The dark before the dawn breaks won't bind me. As my grandma told me, this I sow, though that I see. And the wind that shakes the barley will not shake me. The wind that shakes the barley will not shake me. The wind that shakes the barley won't shake me. As my grandma told me, this I sow, though that I see. As my grandma told me, this I sow, though that I see. As my grandma told me, this I sow, though that I see.
That was the Birds of Chicago and a live version of Barley from their new album Live from Space. Now, the Birds of Chicago should be very familiar to regular listeners to Folk Roots Radio. We're big fans of the band that features JT Nero from JT and the Clouds and Alison Russell from Pogirl. How much do we love them? Well, we've already had them join us for a live studio appearance on the show, and now we're getting excited because they will be back in Canada in early July for an appearance at the Mariposa Folk Festival. Birds of Chicago are one of the hardest working bands on the folk scene today. They tour almost constantly. Fortunately, they do take a break now and again, and we caught up with them this week at home in Chicago. So it's great to be able to talk to you today, JT.
It's good to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I had so much fun when you were in the studio with us in September. I was just telling people at the start of this interview how excited we are to know that you are coming to Mariposa. And yeah, it must be special for you to come back to Canada. Obviously, it is Ali's birthplace. Can you talk about what it means to come up here?
Well, it is very special for me. I have been working pretty diligently at honorary Canadian status for a while. It's hugely important to Allie. I mean, neither of us get to spend as much time as we'd like with our families, but because Chicago is our home base, we tend to see my side of the family a good bit more, because when we have our little bits of downtime, they're close by. So for Allie, getting to Canada is, you know, is always very, very emotional and really exciting. So we're both really, really, really pleased to be coming. And I've heard such good things about Mariposa. The Canadians know how to do their festivals in general. I've never disappointed by it. I've yet to be disappointed by a Canadian festival, but I've heard Mariposa is particularly cool.
Well, it is indeed a great festival. And, you know, I was very pleased to hear that you will actually be one of the main stage acts at the festival this year, which is very exciting.
Yeah, that was a pleasant surprise to me as well. So it's nice that they think well enough of us to throw us up there. We're in an interesting position because Ali, you know, is of course very well known to Pogo, with music lovers in Canada, but a lot of people are not yet familiar with the Birds of Chicago project because it's relatively new. We started in 2012, and we have not been able to tour Canada properly yet, and so we're hoping to change that with these festivals. We're doing a couple festivals, and we're going to be in Canada to do, you know, proper runs in the fall.
That's right, because I think that as well as Mariposa, which is remember July 4th to 6th, you're also heading out to Vancouver Island as well for their music festival from July the 11th to 13th.
Yeah, a bit of a logistics nightmare for our lovely tour manager Susie, but yes, we're very excited to to do that. That's just a couple hundred miles away, right? A couple hundred miles west.
So you've been very busy. I said in the preamble that you have to be one of the hardest working bands on the folk scene. We follow you on Facebook, and it seems like each day you're somewhere else. You've been in Europe, you've been all over the States. Obviously, you're coming to Canada as well. You really must love life on the road.
We do. You know, it's in both of our blood. I mean, it was one of the things that drew Ali and me together in the first place. I mean, we're definitely very much attracted to that lifestyle. And it is really nice to come home and decompress in pockets. But we're always a little bit amazed at how quickly when we're home for even a short vacation, how we get the restless urge to get back out there. So it seems to be our fate.
and most of the time, are you mostly traveling by van when you're, you know, going across the States? I mean, is there a lot of flying involved as well? I'm not sure how you tend to do things.
Yeah, we do have a van. You know, in the summertime, there tends to be probably more flying than we'd like. Keeping it in the van with our daughter, although the highways can be perilous, it's a little bit more of it's a home base that she knows, and logistically it's adding a bunch of flights, particularly if you're connecting with a really young one, can be a bit trying, but. In the summer, you know, you can't really afford to, you don't want to turn down any festival work. So, there ends up being a bit of a strange kind of connecting the dots between the festivals and trying to figure out how you're going to get yourself to them. And, for instance, in a month span, we're in, Ontario, BC, then we are in Colorado, and then we're in the Bay Area in California. All within essentially about 13 days. So there does end up being some flying in there, but as much as possible, we try to route it so we can, keep it on the road as much as possible.
You know, I did want to ask you how the baby bird of Chicago is doing. That is Ida. How's she coping with touring?
She's coping amazingly well. She's a very kind of even-keeled little baby. I mean, she seems to really enjoy it. You know, I think a lot of times when people will get, you know, any variation of semi-horrified or to concerned questions, you know, from people when we run into them, like, how are you doing? How is she doing with all this? And, it's, humans are very adaptable organisms. You know, the one thing that people I think don't realize about life on the road is that it's actually very regimented, you know, and there's a pretty hard and set schedule that repeats itself every day. I mean, you end up in a different locale, but you get up, you have breakfast, you drive, you know, and I think for the young ones, more than anything else, that's what they need. They want to, you know, they want to have that rhythm, and they want to kind of have a guess at what's coming next, and she definitely has that, and so this is very normal, and so she can make some words with her little mouth and tell us different. We're going to tell ourselves she loves it.
Well, I was wondering how long it would take for her to be musical. I know when we had you in the studio in September, Ali was pregnant, and we were discussing whether musical instruments were having an effect on the baby at the baby's development at that time. Have you noticed, I would imagine with the genes, there must be a great probability that she's going to be very musical. Have you picked anything up yet?
You know, she absolutely loves it. I mean, she really lights up for it, and it's what also gets her down to sleep. You know, usually when we start playing a show, our tour manager, Susie, you know, will have her tying her little strap on ergo carrier and her headphones, and she can kind of be on the side of the stage, and you know, they'll dance around a little bit, and she'll be very invested for a few songs, and then she'll be lights out. So it's interesting. I see she's started to sort of you know, when her mom or I kind of sing little scales to her, it seems like she's you know, trying to change the way she intones, and it's fascinating stuff. So she definitely is responsive to it, but maybe more than anything else, she loves drums. She, you know, if there's anything that gets her going, it's drums. She really responds to rhythms right now. So yeah, it's day to day too. You know, like everything with kids when they're that young. I mean, there's some new thing every day. So pretty great.
So tell us a little bit about the music. You released the live album, Live from Space, this year. That was the follow-up to the Birds of Chicago album.
Right.
Are you working on new stuff at this time?
We are. We've been in the studio a couple of times in the last month or so, and so we've started work on a new record. You know, there's definitely the material is all there for a new record. We've got it in our minds. So we just have to sort of plan our time off the road and make sure that there's time for it to get done. And I expect it to be finished tracking by the end of the summer. We're really excited about it. It's you know, as far as the live album is concerned, I really wanted to have a live document of what we do out there that was sort of quality controlled. You know, it's an interesting thing in the YouTube world and the instant kind of digital recordings, where there's a lot of content out there that is, you know, that is various levels of rough and not ideal, and you know, we make our peace with that. That's totally fine. In fact, it's a good thing. But it's nice to also put some live content out there that you actually have your kind of quality stamp on. You know, when a band plays as much as we do, you know, there's something that happens kind of that is particular to the live experience that's different from the studio. So I always think it's really, really good to get a live record out there. And we had some new songs that we wanted to get out, and we knew that we weren't going to be in the studio for another 6 months. So it was it's a nice tide over on that front as well.
No, I think it's a great idea. I mean, you really, you know, basically said, look, you know, when people are out there, you know, putting up their own YouTube videos, it really is important that the band gets out there and puts, you know, really quality stuff out there so people can see what the live experience is like. Now,
very true. And it's true, and then from the video side of it too, you know, it's important to get good video content out there, because you know, you have to have a certain amount of trust that people are going to sift, you know, when they they're going to sift through the iPhone, the shaky iPhone cam ones, and find the ones that are, you know, that are a little bit better done.
Now, talking of the live experience, I know when we've talked before, you've basically talked about the Birds of Chicago being a collective that revolves around you and Ali. Can you tell us a little bit about what the shows in Canada will be like?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be, and you're right, it is a collective, and so the numbers sort of ebb and flow in terms of, you know, when we're at our fullest membership, there'll be seven of us on stage, and but more often than not, we're touring with a quartet or a quintet, and for the Canadian festivals, it will be a quartet with our bass player Chris and our lead guitar player, whose name is also Chris, Chris Brown. And so it'll be more acoustic leaning, but it'll be a fuller sound as well, since we'll have accompaniment.
Yeah, well, we're very much looking forward to seeing you at Mariposa. We will be there. I know Susan is very much looking forward to catching up with you guys as well.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you both.
Yeah, what I would like to ask just before we wrap is, if people want to learn more about Birds of Chicago, what is the best ways to do that?
You know, all the usual suspects. We, you know, our website is birdsofchicago.com. Although, at least for the next couple of days, I just found out, I just tried to go to our website, and we're having a new website built. And so it is temporarily down, but that's just a temporary thing. So there's birdsofchicago.com, and then all the other sort of social media players. We're pretty active on our Facebook page. As a matter of fact, if fans want to interact with us, that's probably the best way to hit us.
No, you know, that's great.
Long drives, Allie's always pretty good about, you know, responding to people on Facebook and for sure of up-to-the-minute stuff.
I heard that she was very, very good on Facebook. I don't know. Are you getting better at Twitter now?
Well, the honest answer would be no, but I'd like to give you a semi-honest answer and say a little bit better.
And you're working on it.
I am working on it. I usually have the excuse that I'm the driver, but Allie points out that I manage to fit in a little time on my phone whenever we get to the hotel. So I'm supposed to be getting in with the quick pithy observations that she seems to think is right in my wheelhouse. She thinks of me as a Twitter ready personality. I don't know what that says about me.
Only good things, I'm sure.
I will be tweeting.
No, that's great. Well, look, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. There's one last thing I'd love you to do, and that is to introduce the next song, which will be from the live album, Live from Space. Now, the song I've selected is I Have Heard Words. Is that a good choice for today?
Love it, absolutely.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about the song?
It's a love song. It's my favorite kind of love song, which is the ones that I tend to turn out. The entire world's collapsing, but so let's see if we can at least do right by each other.
That's great. That's a beautiful sentiment. JT, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm just going to leave you to introduce the next song, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Mariposa in early July.
All right. I'm JT Nero with Birds of Chicago, and the song called I Have Heard Words.
That's great. You have a great day.
All right. We'll see you soon. Thanks so much.
No home ever. Get up, get up, get up, act like you're grown. We can linger by the door, we can drink a drink before the war. turn is slow. We could stay like this a while, you know. And I have heard words that don't mean nothing, and I have said words that don't mean nothing now. I'm trying to tell you that I'm scared of something. I'm scared of what's coming. I don't want to use words that don't mean nothing just to keep off the cold. I want you to